We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Damn, Aaron Rodgers coming out of his shell. He is in love, y'all, because him and Shailene Woodley got cozy at Disney World for everyone to see. They're holding hands, they're making out, they're hugging, they're canoodling. I mean, Riggs,
I love that word, canoodling, by the way.
This is canoodling right here. What do you call that? His head's in her, like, neck.
They're on a
date.
Her
head's in her.
They're in love.
They're totally in love.
Totally in love.
And
yeah.
I'm dying to see where this one goes because I can't tell if it's stupid giddy love or good giddy love. You know what I mean?
We'll see.
So they were at Disney World. He's wearing a Star Wars shirt, which makes me think he had a Star Wars shirt on last night. He did an Instagram live. Riggs texted me. He goes, get on. I get on Instagram. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers are live. And he posted it. So you can go back and watch them together on his Instagram. And I was like, she is very, her personality is very childlike.
Very she's giddy.
Giddy childlike.
She's giddy.
It's
she's
hard
love.
To watch.
Plus, she finally propped.
She's like,
I bet
yay!
She had, I felt like she had to coax him into doing that. Like, that was all her. She was like, let's just do it. Just do it. Answer some questions. You're on Jeopardy. Come on. It'll be fun. Nobody's seen us. It'll be fine.
It was
whatever.
Him answering questions about hosting Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But you can still go back and watch that on his Instagram because I saw it up there this morning. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley.
He's hosting
cozy.
For 2 weeks on Jeopardy now.
Two whole weeks.
And did you see a fan? One of the fans was a contestant on the game last night and they trolled him on Jeopardy. I have audio from it. I'll play it for you later.
Okay. Sounds
it's pretty funny.
Good.
Yes.
I haven't seen Jeopardy in so long.
I haven't either. I might watch a couple times with Aaron Rodgers hosting, but that's about it.
I love it how they're walking through Disney World with their masks and hats on around tons of people and nobody knows it's them, by the way.
No.
Literally in a group of people. They're people
somebody's going to go and find that picture and go, holy crap, that was Aaron Rodgers right there.
Somebody had no idea
right
they
there.
Were standing next to Aaron Rodgers.
He was
that's
right there. Do you have a toaster in your kitchen or have you had? Because I know you had
course,
one.
Of course. Of course. I mean, who doesn't have a toaster? But I got rid of mine because I got an air fryer that does toasting. Anyway, fast forward. I hate the damn thing. I want a different air fryer and a separate toaster. I hate the combined one. I want to get. And I want to go get my toaster out of the garage.
You have like an actual, you put two pieces of bread in toaster?
I got a foursome, baby.
Ooh, four-way.
Four pieces of bread at once because my kids.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how long have you had that toaster?
Forever, since I bought it.
See?
I don't know, years and years. It's in the garage, but years and years.
I can't think of the last time that I've ever bought a toaster.
Yeah.
We have the same toaster in our house. We've had it. My wife had it when I met her.
Yeah.
So she's
how
had the toaster.
Money, these toasters.
That's what I was wondering.
Although.
15 years she's had this toaster. 15 years. And it still works fine. There's no problem with it. I was like, everybody has a toaster that's super old, I believe.
The only reason I bought the one I have is because I wanted the bigger one that did four.
Right.
But it's slim. So I
so you
had,
can't do big bagels or anything like that? Or Texas toast?
I had one that was like, you could. It was wide and I wanted
the wide
long,
slots?
Long. Just a wide toaster on your countertop.
Oh, okay.
I don't have space for that.
Right.
So I got the long, skinny one.
That does
that
four.
That does four.
Oh, the two side by side.
Yeah, and then I got a stupid air fryer that I don't like and now I like the air fryer. I don't like the one I got. That's
true.
I want everyone to understand that.
Get the Ninja Foodie. That's the one that I have. I mean. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I got a Cuisinart. It does like 70 things and I hate it because it's confusing.
Yes.
I don't remember how to do half the things. Like, it drives me nuts.
Mine is super easy. You push roast or grill or air fry and that's it.
That's what I want.
That's it.
This is my kind of, you're just speaking my language.
Three buttons.
Three buttons.
Temperature up, down, timer up, down.
I won't even need anyone to explain to me what they mean before I hit them. That's my kind of air fryer.
I want to know if anybody's listening that has a brand new toaster.
I don't know.
I don't think there is.
I'm telling you, the only reason I remember buying one is because I wanted a more narrow one for my countertop. That was it.
If it weren't for that, you would still have the same toaster.
Totally.
Still have the same. I don't know how these companies are making money.
Toaster companies make money.
I don't know.
Buying toasters.
Who is?
It's got to be college kids and like homeowners.
People who are getting it. But even though my toaster was a hand-me-down when I first moved out.
See? And that's the same thing.
And it was an old one that my parents had. They go, here, just take our toaster.
Yeah.
Empty out the crumbs from the bottom and go about your business.
Right. The crumbs in the bottom.
The crumbs from the bottom, man.
Crumbs in the bottom.
How long have you had your toaster? Maybe you have a brand new one. It's toaster talk on a Tuesday. I don't know why this. I woke up last night and I wrote this down. I was like, we've had our toaster for, how long have you had this toaster? Yeah. My wife goes, 15 years. I was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
Everybody has a really old toaster.
Totally.
414-799-1037. We'd like to talk to you next. Hold on. It's my toaster theory. I don't believe that anybody has a new toaster. I think everybody has a toaster they've had for years.
Maybe.
Years.
Somebody's texting in. Well, a lot of people are texting in. Somebody said that they think it's the wedding registry industry. That's where they make all their money on toasters. Because
yes.
We were like, who are these people buying toasters? How does this stay in business? I haven't bought a toaster in years either, Rick.
Years. 15 years, man.
It's kind of like buying a microwave, though, and they stay in business.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, go to Christina in Delafield. She was ordering at McDonald's when she called in. I don't know if she's got her food yet. Hey, Christina.
Good morning, Christina.
Hello.
How long have you had your toaster?
The toaster we had before, probably about 10 years. We just bought a new air fryer toaster oven.
Do you like yours? Because Allie hates hers.
I love mine.
Okay.
What brand is it?
I don't know. It's a French brand, like Gourmet or something.
Gourmet. Okay. No, I got one that did too many things. I got one of those air fryers that was supposed to help me get rid of everything, and all it does is confuse me and make me angry.
No.
I want the simple air fryer like Riggs has with three buttons. That's what I want.
Do you want the foodie? Do you want
the
little foodie?
Yeah. The air fryer with the toaster, she said.
Hey, if it works for her. Does it have like a little slide open door in the front and you slide things
in
almost like a mini oven?
It's French doors.
What?
French doors?
Well, you're fancy.
Oui, oui.
I know.
So they open like side by, like it's like greeting you? Are there little curtains on it as well?
Are there curtains?
No curtains.
Put some curtains on your air fryer. Come on, sister.
Come on.
If you can give it French doors, you can give it curtains.
Absolutely, you can.
That's hysterical. Right.
My husband ruined the old toaster.
Oh, dude. What did he do?
Yeah, how did the old one get ruined? Good question.
He put it on its side and put pizza in it.
Oh, like, did he see
he
one of those
did
videos?
Not.
Did he see one of those videos on TikTok?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, because he's dumb.
Because he doesn't like pizza warmed up in the microwave.
So he
put it on a skillet.
Put it in the toaster.
Or put it in the oven. There's so many other ways to heat a pizza.
Sideways. And so what happened? He almost started to fire or what?
No, just the cheese melted on it and fried out the elements. God.
Nobody could clean it out.
Great.
Oh, how annoying.
So you had a toaster for a while until your husband broke it with pizza. Mm. All right.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. Proving
Thanks
again
for
that people,
me.
Of course, people
Thanks,
have had
Christina.
Toasters forever.
Yeah. We have Carla in Merton.
Hey, Carla. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Good.
How long have you had your toaster?
It was my parents' toaster back in 1970, and I still have it.
You
it's
stop
a
it.
Toaster.
That's a 50-year-old toaster,
and
Carla.
And it still works?
Carla.
It still works.
What color is it?
Stop it.
Silver.
No way. You should get, the toaster company should get an award.
They really should.
It's
50
a West Bend
freaking
Toastmaster.
Years.
It's a West Bend Toastmaster.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is
Does
that?
Does it even exist anymore?
I don't know.
She has a West Bend toaster master?
But that's a 50-year-old, and it still works to this day. It toasts just fine.
Place.
Do you have to monitor it? Does the timer still work on it?
Everything.
Oh, my God.
No, it's really 50 years old?
Yes.
It's older than me.
I know. That thing should go in a museum somewhere.
It's got less wrinkles. It looks good.
It should go in a museum.
But it's just as crispy.
But it's just as crispy. Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah. It works perfect.
All right.
That
so
is crazy.
You win the award for the oldest toaster.
Yeah.
50 years. All right. 50 years. That's ridiculous. Straight up.
I wonder if it still really works and she doesn't know the difference. No, I mean, of course it toasts it.
But if
but
you,
it's
if
like
she
when
bought-
a hair dryer goes bad. You don't realize it's not heating your hair as much till you get a new one and you're like, whoa, my other one was dying.
Oh, no, I don't have to adjust the buttons or anything.
It's crazy.
It's just great.
It's just crazy. She's had a toaster for 50 years.
Well, good for you.
I don't even have friends that long. I mean, seriously.
I don't want to get rid of it because it works so good, and all the stuff nowadays, it just breaks.
You don't need to. It's fine. It was
Why
built.
Why would you buy a new one? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, congratulations on your 50-year-old toaster. I'd like to congratulate you. Congratulations to that company, too.
Right.
God, your first day hosting Jeopardy, and people are already giving you hell on the air. Come on now. It's 103 points.
Maybe you should just play football.
Maybe. Stay in your lane, bro. No. Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy for 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. His first night was last night.
Okay, what channel is it on in Milwaukee? I'm not even kidding. You
look that up while I tell you what people, what they said to him last night.
I know it can be on any
It can
channel,
be on many channels.
But I feel like it's...
By the way, we have a chance for you to win $1,000. It's 7:05 this morning. We'll give you another $1,000 KISS keyword.
CBS 58.
There you
That's
go.
What I thought. Okay.
You can enter to win $1,000. 7:05, be here for that. Add your name to the list of growing winners, all right? So last night on Jeopardy, for Final Jeopardy, you know, they asked the one question, and you have the Jeopardy music.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
You can make a comeback on the final question
yes.
if you bid enough. It's like gambling at its best.
And you write down your answer, and it's usually a little more difficult. So if mm-hmm. you don't know it, sometimes they'll write something random, or yep. they'll just take a shot in the dark. And here's what happened last night during Final Jeopardy. Check it out.
The word for Final today is daytime TV personalities. Accepting a Lifetime Achievement Emmy, he said, just take 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are. Over to our two-day champion on the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose.
Of course, referring to the NFC Championship game last year when the Packers chose to kick a field goal instead
yes.
of going for a touchdown and probably winning and sealing their ticket to the Super Bowl.
Okay, are you going to acknowledge how boring Aaron Rodgers is hearing just the audio? You were fascinated by him talking there?
I was only fascinated at the
so
fact
boring.
That he's talking about the Packers on Jeopardy on like national
yes,
TV. It's cool that he's like
cool.
our quarterback. That's
but
the only thing,
you,
but he's boring AF, dude.
But he's
totally
boring,
boring.
AF. What is
totally.
With, I don't care because he's amazing and we want him on our team, but I see him doing
yes.
this and I'm like, he's not personality
maybe he'll,
driven.
Maybe he'll grow into it a little bit. It is
maybe.
The first night. Maybe he got
okay.
into a groove as he moved on.
Did you watch the Instagram live with him and Shailene Woodley last
yes,
night?
Yes.
He
yeah.
posted it on his Instagram. You can go
yeah.
watch them together. Did you see he said that he can see, this is a, I found this interesting about Jeopardy.
Yeah.
When they're writing their answers on the digital board, he can see what they're writing.
Yes, he can see
knows,
on his podium. He can
I
see the answers.
I didn't know the host could see their answers as they're writing them. That I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I would think it would
knew.
Be to protect in case there's something vulgar written or he knows
yeah.
the answer or
well,
I don't know. Just so you can be a little more prepared.
The guy was going to make a joke because he could see him start to write, so he said he looked away
right.
so that the joke would play out. But there
uh-huh.
you go. Yeah.
Well, so Aaron Rodgers, if you're wondering, it's on CBS 58, like we just said.
Uh-huh.
And he's hosting for the next 2 weeks, and maybe he'll grow into the role.
Him and Shailene Woodley were at Disney World yesterday.
They were?
Living their best life, holding hands, making out. Oh, yeah, we got lots of pictures and videos of those two now. So.
Right.
Hey, hi.
Yo,
hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Massimo got out of prison. He did not serve the whole prison that he had. He had the prison sentence. He had 5 months in prison, but he got out a few weeks early.
Okay.
And guess who was there to greet him?
Lori Loughlin.
No. His kids, the ones he got that got him into this mess. Actually, he got himself into this mess. His kids did not. He is the adult, and he should have known better. However, he decided to try to pay off people to get his kids into colleges they weren't qualified to get into and took those spots away from really deserving kids who work hard. So
there was a whole... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, what?
The whole Netflix documentary on this thing.
Okay, my sister...
It was called Operation Varsity Blues.
Okay.
And it was stupid.
So dumb. My sister was here last week, right, when I was gone.
Yes.
We're sitting around. We're doing nothing. We're watching Netflix. I said, oh, the college admission scandal's out.
Yeah.
Riggs, I clicked on that. We watched it for 10 minutes, and I go, is this like a movie?
Yeah.
I wanted like a documentary. It's a movie. It's stupid,
too. It was both.
It's awful.
It was a little bit of both.
Dumb.
Like, they had some documentary stuff, but they also had them, like, reenacting things, like actors portraying things. And it was just...
There's nothing more corny than actors.
It was like a Lifetime movie. It was a cheesy Lifetime movie is what it was.
It's like a bad episode of Forensic Files when they're, like, on May 25th. 1997.
Which is lame. But the stuff they did was so shady, dude. So shady. Yeah. Like photoshopping pictures and having a kid pose in a pool and then putting him in a water polo picture.
They submitted pictures of their kid rowing and she never rowed a day in
her
life.
She was on a rowing machine.
They said she was on a rowing team. She's never rowed a day in her life.
And they exploited all these things like sailing and water polo and all these elitist sports that nobody even looked into. Because nobody was looking into him. Like, the guy found a way to cheat the system entirely.
It was insane. So don't waste your time on the Netflix.
Don't.
Whatever it is about Lori Loughlin and Massimo. It's really stupid.
It's pretty
dumb.
That's
all. You know, if there's one thing I love, Riggs, it's really bad reality TV. But I got triggered last night, and I want to know if you do this with your wife.
Okay.
So
what is it?
There I am, and I'm watching Seeking Sister Wife. Go ahead, laugh. I love that show. It's hysterical.
Trash.
They all are, but so is a lot of TV anymore. Who cares, man? It's entertaining. It's like 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight. I can't get enough of this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm watching Seeking Sister Wife, where these couples go look for a new sister wife to add to either their brood or maybe they don't have any. Right now...
They're what now? They're brood. Brood?
The brood,
whatever.
You know, they're... What do you want me to
their
say?
Pack? They're
pack,
adding to their
whatever
pack?
Whatever the hell you call
they're
it.
Adding
I don't even know what you call it when you got sister
polygamy?
Wives.
Is it all polygamy? Pretty much?
They are polygamous.
Okay.
And here's the thing. The more I watch Sister Wives or Seeking Sister Wife, I actually don't care what these people are doing when it comes to the marriage and having... You want to date a guy who's with four other chicks? Be weird and do you, okay? Like, I don't get it, but fine.
Is this on TLC, the Ludacris channel?
One of them.
One of them?
It's either TLC or Lifetime.
Bravo, Lifetime.
It's got to be TLC.
All right.
So I just want to tell you about this couple because I wanted to know if you would do this. There's this new couple on Seeking Sister Wife, and they have kids, and they are, you know, this maybe in their late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
They've got a couple kids.
Yeah.
And... they decided that living with sister wives was the way of life for them. It was a religious thing they've decided. They want to do this. Apparently, they almost got divorced years ago. So follow this whole story with me. They almost got divorced, but as the wife said, we pushed through. We made it through the hard times. But now I'm going to divorce my husband so he can marry the new sister wife who doesn't live in America because we want her to be able to come over and be with us. So he's divorcing his wife with kids of like 15 years to marry a chick they've known not that long in another country.
And so that she can move here?
Yes. And the wife is okay with this. So they went to court and got divorced and even lied and said the marriage is broken to the judge. They get divorced just to have this other woman. And I'm thinking to myself, that wife has to know deep down she's second place at this point.
Well, yeah.
I would never, I couldn't believe. Would you divorce your wife to add another? All it sounds like to me is this guy wants to have his cake and eat it too. It sounds like he wanted out. He didn't get out. Now they have this marriage that's a hot mess and he's divorcing her. They had to write up a custody plan even though they're still together because they got divorced. It was the strangest thing. And her family's like, what if he leaves you with nothing? You're divorced now.
Yeah.
He could just leave with the new chick. And it seems so obvious. And he's like, no, I love my wife. But then they go visit this chick and he's making out with the chick in front of the wife. And I'm like, this is screaming bad news.
Yeah.
This is screaming. This to me, it was like the husband wanted out and he never got out. And now he's got the new chick coming in.
Yeah.
And you don't see that with all the couples where it's clearly all about the dude. Some of the couples, the women are like, I want more women around me. I want a support system. Fine. This guy, it's not like that with these two. It's very strange.
Would I do that with my wife? So what was the question?
Would you divorce your wife just to technically add a second wife.
Yes.
You would. You're such a liar.
I just wanted to say
yes. I can't believe you said that. I wasn't expecting you to say yes.
What if I was serious?
I cannot.
That's so ridiculous.
Isn't that the weirdest thing you've...
It's not the weirdest thing ever, but that's up there. That's up there for sure.
Basically, I was frustrated because instead of just getting a divorce, which it sounds like what they need.
Yes.
They're getting divorced and adding another wife, and the wife is pretending like she's cool
any of
with
that,
all
man.
This. It's so confusing,
right? Why there's even marriage involved with it. Just date around. Just sleep with each other. Just be like orgy people.
Why are we getting married?
Why are you adding legal documents into this and children and family? At least go to like a retreat and be a nudist and be a free-thinking spirit and do that.
That's what I don't get about polygamy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Be a polygamist, but then don't get married. It doesn't make any sense. Just be with four people or whatever the hell you want to do. I don't care. I just don't understand it. And to say that these...
Because then you're messing with the law. Because I don't think there's law against living with three or four people and sleeping together. There's no laws against that.
But once you start adding in kids
and having illegal marriages coming in and just divorcing just for the sake of bringing someone in the country, now you're talking about breaking the law. So.
And you're showing your kids all this weird stuff. You're like, hey, mommy and I are getting divorced on national TV to bring in a new woman. Like, what are the kids thinking? You know what? I can't even imagine.
So why would you even ask me that question? Of course I would never do that. No, and I don't believe that people really would either.
It's the strangest thing. And then to say it's all for religion. What's for religion? Your man disrespecting you and making out, divorcing your ass and making out with somebody else in front of you? That doesn't sound like any kind of redeemable self-respect, okay?
If you're saying religion, hoping you won't get judged, you're still going to get judged a little bit. I'm sorry.
Somebody just sent me a message on Facebook, Felicia, and she said, I went to high school with the person you're talking about on Seeking Sister Wives. She's originally from Lake Geneva.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
Which one? The one that came here or the one that he divorced?
No, the one that's coming here is from another country.
The one that he divorced is from Lake Geneva.
His wife is from Lake Geneva, and now she says she lives in Colorado now, but she was a big pothead in high school. I don't think she wants it. I don't care about the pothead part, but I don't think she wants it either, Felicia. I think it's very obvious. She's crying at the divorce, and the husband's fine.
Of course he is, because he's getting a brand new wife.
He's trading
in the old car and getting a new car. He's happy.
How do you stay in this and watch it back on TV and think this is like...
This is why it's reality trash, man. This is why people love it.
Seeking Sister Wives, I can't get enough. Yep. Can I do a riddle to you?
Ooh, I love a good riddle.
Is that like a thing?
It can be.
My kid basically asked me this riddle the other day. Owen, my 9-year-old.
Okay.
He shouted it down from upstairs.
Okay.
And it took me a second. And I went, that was a good one. Okay, Riggs, you ready for the riddle of the day?
Give it to me.
All right. There's a ship with a lot of people, but not one single person on board. How is that possible? So he says to me, hey, mom, there's a ship with a lot of people, but not one single person on board. How is that possible?
There's a ship with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with a lot of people. There's a ship with a lot of people on it. Does that help you? Does that make the... Probably not. There's a ship with a lot of people on it, but not one single person on board. How is that possible?
Is their name on a list? Like a manifest list?
Not the answer I'm looking for.
There's a
ship with a lot of people, but not one single person on board. Nothing. I thought this was such a good riddle. My kid did to me.
It's a trick question.
You're going to feel stupid.
No, because I got to think about it. So there's a ship with
a lot of people, but not one single person on board. How is that possible? You can text or call the 414-799-1037. I was impressed by my 9-year-old's riddle the other day.
On board.
There's a ship with a lot of people on it, but not one single person on board.
I know. You don't have to repeat it again. I'm just trying to think
of it through. I'm just trying for people thinking.
Right.
Sorry. Think.
I know. You keep talking and you're screwing up my thoughts.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'll be quiet. You can text.
You can't do this.
You can, I don't know how to be
quiet. 414-799-1037.
Uh-huh.
Is it because the people on the ship are dead?
People are texting in and they've got the right. Do not look at the text.
I won't. Is this like a plane crashes on the border of U.S. and Canada? Nope. Where do you bury the survivors?
Nope. I love all you people texting in the answer. You guys are so smart. Oh, here go the phones. Go ahead. I want somebody to tell you. So the riddle is that my 9-year-old did to me that I didn't get either, Riggs. There's a ship with a lot of people on it, but not one single person on board. How is that possible? Who's on the phone? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jessica.
Hold on. Is the ship sunk? Is it a sunken ship?
Riggs, this is not.
It is.
She's right. Look, she already knows the
answer. What is it?
Are you going to tell him?
It's a couple truths.
Riggs, let me read it again. She said a couple's cruise. There's a ship with a lot of people on it, but not one single person on board.
One single person.
One single. That was what you couldn't.
It's a couple's cruise. Ah.
Well, no, it just means that they're all married is what it means, or not single. Nobody's single on the ship. Get it?
I get it now. That little crafty bastard.
I know. So Jessica, who's on the phone, by the way, yeah. Jessica, my kid, yells this down to me from upstairs. I'm like, that is so good. Have you heard this one before, Jessica?
I have.
Yeah.
Our friends and I like to do riddles all the time.
Yes. Do you have any more for us?
off the top of my head.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
What has to be broken
before you can use it?
Before you can use it. Jessica, any guesses?
Heard this one. I can't think of it.
It's very general, though.
Very general.
Mine had more hints in it.
It has to be broken before you can use it. You might have used one this morning.
Chopsticks. I didn't use chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
You have to break them apart.
But they're not. You break them apart, yes.
Fine. Okay,
an egg.
What else?
An egg.
Oh, an egg.
It's an egg. It's got to be broken before you can use it, unless you're boiling it. Unless you're boiling it. But you still have to crack the shell, so.
Right.
There you go.
All right.
Well, we start doing Riggs' riddles. Every day.
I brought the damn riddle.
But Riggs' riddles makes more sense than Allie's riddles. I'm sorry.
Why does everything have to have a catchy name with you? Why?
Because it's alliteration. It's for marketing purposes. Settle down.
Oh, God.
So it's a couple's cruise, and you have to break it before you can use it. It's an egg. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Thanks, Jessica. Somebody texted into yours and said glow stick, but it was your answer was an egg.
It could be other things,
but
too.
There you go. That was a good one.
That was good.
Did you like that riddle?
Yes. Say it one more time.
Okay. I wrote it down. Sorry. There's a ship with a lot of people on it, but not one single person on board.
How is that possible?
Because they were all married. There was no single people.
See,
YouTube does something good for my kids once in a while.
Once in a while. It's Kiss FM. One.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we're learning more and more about Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley because last night they went live on Instagram together, but that's not even what I'm going to talk about here, because if you saw it, you know that they were what you'd expect. He was more chill, she was more giggly and younger-like.
Yeah.
It was just
them. We've never seen them interact together, so it was just an interesting thing
weird.
To see them side-by-side as a couple.
Well, and then all these pics came out as well last night of them at Disney World yesterday. So the two of them were walking, holding hands, hugging, canoodling, which I said is like when her head's in his neck and his head's in
just
her neck.
Just a funny word, canoodling.
Okay, it is a funny
canoodling.
Word. I don't know what else to say when someone's like head
They're
is
in
nuzzled
love.
Into their neck. They're definitely in love.
Totally.
I don't doubt that. I mean, they clearly are giddy.
It's a different side of Aaron Rodgers that we haven't seen before.
It's weird, yeah.
It is.
He's very unemotional. And he wasn't that emotional in the Instagram Live.
Right.
But seeing her...
Even after, the NFC Championship, the loss there, he was like, oh, well, this is not a very good game. Let's see what happens next year.
It is funny, though, when you see these
very
couples.
Chill.
One's chill, one's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally that one.
Just like you and I, except we're not a couple.
Exactly. I never thought about it like that, but when you're right, you're right.
You're crazy and I'm chill.
Pretty much.
See? Do you remember yesterday, Allie, when you did something nice for me in the morning? Because I was having a bad day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
Yeah.
I bought you a little something.
You got me something over the weekend.
Yeah, because I was at the gas station. I was at Speedway, and they had the most stuffed Oreos at the counter. I never see those, and I know you love them.
I do.
So I got you some.
They are my favorite things ever.
They're really obnoxious when you opened them up, and I saw how much cream is inside. Like, it looks really good, but it's excessive, my friend.
There were 110 calories each.
A cookie?
Each.
And how many cookies? There are 450.
There are four cookies in this little sleeve.
440 calories.
Yeah. But over the weekend, you weren't around, but my wife, Alana, and I, we were out for a walk, and I was talking about how I'd put on a little bit of extra weight, and I just wasn't feeling good in my clothes again. I've been working out regularly, but I've just been eating like trash sometimes and eating too late
at
night.
You don't feel good.
Yeah. So I needed I'm trying to clean up my eating a little bit more, and I decided there were some things I needed to just remove from my diet altogether, because they're like kryptonite. They're They will take me down.
Don't say most stuff Oreos.
One of the things was Like cereal. Like, I really love cereal.
Yeah.
And I was eating cereal.
Cereal is all sugar and
really
carbs.
It really is.
Because
you add
this. There's nothing redeemable in cereal.
Nobody thinks about the milk. There's sugar in milk, too.
Yeah.
And that'll raise your blood sugar, too. The sugar
that's
in the
right.
milk.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like a double whammy. So I'm like, all right, no more cereal. I'm pushing that out of my diet.
Okay.
Another thing was cookies, like Nilla wafers. I love Nilla wafers. They're bland,
oh,
but I like them. They're good.
You're a vanilla wafer kind of guy.
Love Nilla wafers. They're good. Like, the first one sucks, but the next 15 are awesome.
I loved those when we were kids because that was like the best cookie around. Now we have so many choices that Nilla wafers are like,
I still
they
love
belong
them.
In like a banana pudding or something.
They do. That's a great place to put them, by the way. And the other thing was Oreos. Most stuff Oreos.
Like, wait, listen to you laughing at your own self.
I was trying to remove like Oreos from my diet. Like, over the weekend, I was like, all right, no more of that crap in the house. We have some sweets in the house, like some fruit
your
snacks
wife
and
is
things.
Type 1 diabetic.
That's what
so
I was just going to say.
Like, she can eat a ton of sugar.
No. So when she sees that like the box of cookies is down to nothing, she was like, well, I haven't been eating them. So there's only one other person in the house that
this
can.
Why
I'm like,
single, my friend. Nobody calls me out on eating all the cookies in the cookie jar. You see what I mean?
That's me. I ate the cookies in the cookie jar. But I was like, that's probably the one thing that is like my food kryptonite. Is like, if it's around, I'll eat it.
Oreos. You love them that
every
much.
Time. I'll go through a whole package of Oreos in a couple days.
Well, and I
not
hate,
even think anything.
Can
of
I just
it.
Tell you a personal thing? I hate bringing gifts to make people. I hate bringing food to make people happy.
Right, but you didn't bring it to cheer me up. You bought it because you knew I liked
it. I bought it
because
I knew you liked it, and it just happened to cheer you up.
Sure.
But I don't like food being like...
No, because then you give the food value, and then you can add eating issues.
It becomes a problem, and I have food issues, so I'm well aware of all this.
But it's nothing like that. I'm just talking about the foods that if you have in your house, you don't want them there, because you know you'll eat them. You know you'll eat all of it. What's your food kryptonite? What is yours that's in your house? Because you're on keto now.
Yeah, I mean...
But prior to keto, what would something be in your house that you know that you would have so much trouble resisting?
Oh, God, it's been 2.5 years. What did I eat all the time before I started losing weight?
What would it be?
I mean, everything in sight. Like,
everything?
There's really anything I didn't eat. That might have been the problem.
Donuts? You were a big fan of donuts.
I like certain donuts.
Like the Long Johns? Vanilla Long Johns?
Remember? Oh, yeah. I was addicted to those.
Hell yeah,
the
you were.
Vanilla Long Johns from Dunkin' Donuts. Uh-huh. And I can say it now without needing one.
Yeah.
I don't like glazed donuts, though.
No.
Hate glazed donuts. So it's not all donuts. But yeah, that was something that I loved to go get was a vanilla Long John donut.
It
made me happy.
But I think pretty much everybody has that one food that if it's around, they will eat it.
It is their
food. It's your food kryptonite. What is it? Mm-hmm. It'll just destroy you. Like,
yes.
You'll eat the whole thing. What is it? 414-799-1037. For me, it's Oreos, and I'm going to finish the rest of this package.
I don't even remember what non-keto food tastes like anymore.
You don't?
No.
It's so good.
I'm fine.
As long as you eat the right things.
I'm over here with you feeling just fine, Riggs.
You're just eating your keto.
I eat sweets. They're just keto sweets. Okay, so the one thing people have to tap when
your
it's
one
around.
Thing, it's your food kryptonite. What is it?
414-799-1037.
I'm the Oreos. You can be Vanilla Long Johns.
Fine.
We'll say that. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. Yes, if there was a Dairy Queen Blizzard around, that would also be another one of my food kryptonites.
What do you always get in a Blizzard? I mean, when I was a kid, I always got Butterfinger.
Oreos or...
Oh, of course, Oreos.
Or chocolate chip cookie dough. Obviously.
Of course.
Delicious.
You say obviously.
Well, as if there's any other choices.
Amanda Jo's in West Allis. I'm curious to hear what her kryptonite food is that she has to have.
Amanda, what is it?
Okay, so there's two. I have a serious problem with both of them.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
The first one is Doritos, like regular nacho cheese Doritos.
Nice.
So good.
Yeah.
I can sit and eat like a whole family-sized bag in one sitting.
Good Speak for you. Yourself.
Good for you.
So if you dared me to, I could do it too.
Family of you size.
Yes,
of,
yes. Girl. Doritos.
Did you ever like the Doritos Locos Taco at Taco Bell when they were like the taco shells?
I've never had it, but I don't like hard shell tacos.
Okay.
Fair. She's a softy gal.
I feel like if I did... Taco Bell would probably be a problem.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Doritos, nachos, cheese Doritos. What's the other one?
Yes, chocolate milk.
Oh,
that's your thing.
Nice.
What about Cool Ranch Doritos?
I like them, but like I can have a couple and I'm done. Like my brain's like, no, it's not right.
Again, speaking of my brain's like, oh, it's not right.
No,
your brain's like, Mitch, go get the nacho ones. I don't want these Cool Ranch.
My brain says, we don't like this flavor.
I don't want these Cool Ranch ones.
Not good enough.
And the chocolate milk, homemade, or do you go and get it somewhere?
Oh, like a normal like gallon like that you would get at
Oh, there
Wait,
you go.
People
yeah.
make chocolate milk
so
at
now
home.
We just buy the small chocolate milk, so I don't drink the whole thing.
Right,
today.
Right. All right.
Uh huh.
Well, thank you for calling. So chocolate milk ever at the same time, chocolate milk and Doritos.
Ugh.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, come on, Riggs.
Good. All right. I'm looking too crazy. Thanks for
you,
calling.
Amanda.
Appreciate
thanks,
you listening.
Guys, bye.
Katie is in Wind Lake on 2.
Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your food kryptonite? What is it?
It's my mother's night and day tort.
What is this? Tell us more.
Yeah, please. What is
night
it?
Tort. It's so good. It's got like a crust on the bottom of the pan.
Okay. What kind
and
of crust? Like a pie
chocolate,
crust? Cookie crust?
It's, I don't know exactly what kind of crust. My mother makes it. Not
okay.
Me. So, and then it's chocolate pudding and then topped off with a lot of Cool Whip.
Okay.
Okay.
We have
I've
it
never
at
even.
Almost every event in our family.
And it's called a what?
We have it at Easter. Which is kind of sad.
And it's called a what now?
It's a day and night tort.
I googled it because I've never
pudding and then the white whipped cream.
Yeah, so, I'm looking at it. I see here. This is a thing. I never heard of this.
It looks good. You had me at pudding, honestly.
Let me do an image search on this day and night tort. Oh!
But you'll eat the whole.
She'll
eat the whole pan of the stuff.
You've seen these before.
Yeah,
if you Google the day and night tort, you're going to be like, oh yeah.
Do you have your mom make an extra pan just for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good. Nice.
There's nothing better than going.
No, I have a little bit of self-control. It's okay.
Well, again, speak for yourself. Because
yeah.
Riggs has a problem.
I do have a problem. Well,
Riggs, we need to have a talk.
I had one Oreo yesterday. Now there's 3 left in the package. Should I eat the rest of them?
You didn't finish them?
No, I didn't.
Well, then they're not your kryptonite.
Self-control.
I'm having self-control, Allie.
I don't like it, you weak man. Eat the damn Oreos.
No, I'm practicing self-control. I'll have another one right now. Thank you very much.
Practice self-control.
Yes.
You're right.
I'm working on it myself.
You're right.
Yes.
I should not make fun of self-control. It's a real thing I worked 40 years to get to, okay?
Because I would eat a whole thing of these. I would eat a literal whole package of most stuff, and that's like 7,000 calories, dude.
I know.
So I had one. I taped it up, but I'll have another one today for you.
You've had the high-key cookies, the keto cookies. They sell them at Target now. Have you ever had these?
They're not as good.
But that's something I can't just eat a few of. I have to eat the whole package or I have to quit.
Yep.
So self-control. There's an example, yeah.
Self-control is a good thing, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling this
morning.
Thanks,
Katie.
Appreciate it, Katie.
Stephanie's in Heartland.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
What's your kryptonite food?
Oh, my gosh. Quick Trip has this awesome spice cake with a cream cheese frosting, and they serve like a 4-piece set, and I always try and save some for my husband and my kids.
Never works.
Honey.
But I just keep going back, and it's terrible.
I have a suggestion. I know we're supposed to be not giving you more of the cake you love, but I know exactly the cake you're talking about. If you go to the store and you get a Betty Crocker spice cake mix, and then you get the cream cheese frosting, you can make it yourself, and it's so good.
But it's not as, never going to be as good as the Quick Trip one, though.
Because it's not as moist.
Yeah.
That's why you get the moist Betty Crocker spice cake, people. I've
it's
made
so
one of those
good.
Spice cakes. They're good.
Yeah.
They're really good. And to have it in a box.
My husband asks me all the time. He's like, did you just go take another bite of that cake?
Yes.
I did.
Thank you for calling the spice cake at Quick Trip.
Megan texted in from Waukesha, and she said the giant-sized box of Lucky Charms Quick Trip chocolate milk. That's her kryptonite.
Quick Trip chocolate milk. Green cap or the brown cap? I would say the brown cap all day, because the green cap is the reduced fat. Just saying.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends. I always just grab reduced fat. Justin in Milwaukee texted in peanut squares are his thing.
Peanut squares?
Is that like when you get a payday, maybe?
Probably like a homemade peanut square. I'm not a big fan of the peanut stuff, honestly.
Oh, well, that's on you.
Like, I don't like peanut butter cookies either. I'm probably going to get shot up for saying that.
Somebody said hot Cheetos or peanut butter ice cream.
Hot Cheetos are a thing now. There's hot Cheetos sushi now, and it looks disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, they have like sushi rolls, and they roll it in the flaming hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos is one of those things people live for or die for. Like, there's no like in between with the hot Cheetos. You love them or you don't.
I'll die for them. Sorry. Not sorry. Okay, I just found a way for people to save a buttload of money. Like, a buttload of money.
On your car insurance?
Maybe, by switching to Geico. Probably not, though.
That's what it sounded like. Hey, I just found
a boatload of money. No, this is about medical bills, though. I was reading something from LendingTree, and I found out, have you ever had like medical bills rack up from either from childbirth or hospitalization?
I have two children.
Yeah.
And we go to the doctor, and we also go to the doctor for mental health stuff. So,
yeah
we're at the doctor a lot.
Well, this survey from LendingTree showed that 93% of people who contested their medical bills were able to get them reduced or eliminated completely.
Wow, how?
One of the two. They said what you need to do is, you know, you have to be willing to put a little bit of time into it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But if you ask for specific things to be removed from your bill, a lot of times they'll take some things off the bill here and there and lower the bill at least, and sometimes removing it entirely. They said that out of like 37% of Americans who have medical debt right now from childbirth or hospitalizations, 23% of them had it reduced or eliminated.
That's
just by
awesome.
Calling and asking and saying, hey, I'm having trouble paying it, or you can contest a couple things, or just say, I don't want to pay this much.
Medical bills are what sent me into the pooper, boy. Kids and your own health, if you go, or it's going to be expensive.
And it's ludicrous with some of these hospitals. They just charge what they're going to charge because they send it to the insurance company, and if they approve it, it gets paid.
I got a $400 bill the other day for a physical, which is covered 100% on insurance.
Should.
Not for mine, for one of my kids. So it was funny. So I go and I had to take my kid back to the doctor, and I go up, and they were so nice at Children's. Yeah. I go, hey, you know, I got this $400 bill for a physical and I have health insurance. You want to? And she looks, she goes, well, we don't have any current medical information. I go, excuse me? I go, wait, you don't have my insurance or my ex-husband's? You have nothing since January? Nothing.
What?
Nothing. That's why I got a bill. I'm like, hold
oh my God.
On. I thought I sorted this out in January.
So they got rid of that, right?
Yeah, well, it got taken care of. But I went in like, what is going on here? But that was I didn't have it. The new insurance put in.
No, but it just goes to show you. If you have like a crazy high medical bill and you're having trouble paying it, call them and tell them. You don't just have to take it at face value.
No.
You can call and negotiate with them.
And you can also set up a payment plan for the tiniest amount of money that you can pay, as long as you're paying a lot of times, even if it's on a payment plan. I learned that from a friend years ago. Call and say, look, I can pay $50 a month and that's it.
Right. And they'll
work it out.
They will. So I thought that was interesting. 93% of people who challenge a medical bill end up at least saving money. So if you owe money on a medical bill, give it a try. Let us know how
Nobody
it works.
Nobody should be in debt for medical bills. It's ridiculous.
Should be able to, I don't know, unless you had breast implants. What?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so, by the way, DMX is still on life support. I just have to, 4 days.
Jeez.
4 days in. Yeah. So they're still kind of waiting to see what happens with him. So that's the update on DMX after he overdosed.
Yeah, but somebody was shot at?
Yes, Kodak Black was in Florida playing a hip-hop music festival. He leaves the festival. Him and his entourage are on their way to McDonald's, and the next thing you know, as soon as they leave around 3 a.m, all these cars start trailing them. But they're not fans. Maybe they thought they were fans. They were somebody coming for him. He gets to McDonald's. His security team cuts off like the door so that Kodak Black can go inside and get his food with a couple friends.
Yeah.
And then, but as this is all happening, whoever was in this car chasing him shot at him and shot his security guard. His security guard took a bullet for him, man. And then they put Kodak Black in an armored car, like a car that you can shoot at, and then he left. So his security guard is in the hospital.
Yeah.
Shot now, and he was just trying to go to McDonald's to get some food, and people are literally shooting at him.
How many people were at this music festival? I'm more concerned they're having a music festival in Florida. They have
you
one.
Well,
Florida's a different thing.
Music fest. I don't care if it's Florida. Nobody should be having thousands of people at anything right now.
Florida doesn't care that they're Florida. Florida
Unless
doesn't
you're
care that they're
Park,
Florida.
Spread out like crazy. You know what I mean?
Like Florida's like the Wild West of the world right now.
You think? Add Texas
well,
to that.
He's gonna be okay though. Kodak Black.
Yeah, he didn't get shot. His security guard did. He just went in to get his McDonald's. But I thought it was quite elaborate how they blocked the door.
Shout out to that guy.
Got him in. They had an armored car, like a car that. I was shocked by the security that goes into these celebrities that they have to have to keep them safe.
An armored car is extreme, but I guess it worked in this situation.
I guess if people are shooting at you, you need one, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Crazy,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so a year ago, I can't speak for anyone else. I'll speak for myself. A year ago, I did laugh at these people. Even though I've always been a mask wearer since we started wearing them, I always laughed at the people alone with the mask on in their car because I don't get it. I'm like, what is that guy doing? Like, what is she doing? Like, I see people driving with masks with more than one person. And that, by the way, doesn't even look weird anymore.
You'll think it's a ride share or something like that.
It used to look weird. And now I see people with wearing them in a car and I don't think anything of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of become a new normal visually.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, where are these people going by themselves? But then I went to pick up my friend one day, and she's a high-risk person for her own personal reasons. She gets in my car with a mask on.
Yeah.
Okay? And we were going to the lake. We were going outside for a walk. We weren't even going anywhere. And I go, oh my gosh, should I have a mask on? And this is where the mask etiquette, you don't know what the hell you're doing half the time. I go, do you want me to wear a mask? You're wearing a mask in my car. Now we look crazy. Now I don't have a, you have one on, I don't. Should we both have one on? You're following, right?
Yeah, you're overthinking it, but
overthinking.
Go ahead.
Well, no. I don't want to give it to anyone, Riggs. That's why I wear a mask for other people.
Okay.
I'm not worried about you killing me. I'm worried about me killing somebody else. That's my fear, okay? So she gets in and I'm like, all right. So, but I just was driving around the other day, and now you see people. Some people put them down around their chin.
The chin diaper?
When they're driving.
Yeah.
Some people have them fully on. But there's a lot of people now you see with masks on in cars. It's very... so it's weird anymore. Am I right or am I right?
When you're by yourself, I still think it's weird.
But see, you know what I tell myself?
What?
That might be a food delivery person who's trying
still,
not to.
Still, why?
Because if you are talking on the phone or you're singing, any of that stuff coming out of your mouth, that's why we wear the mask to begin with.
That's
so
why the food is in packagings and bags. Like,
why,
the food is contained.
Why risk it? I don't know.
It just seems silly to wear one by yourself in a car. I still think that's weird.
If you're in a car and you're going to pick up someone, maybe your grandmother or your mother.
Yeah.
And so you're going to mask it up to not put anything in the air while you go get them. I get that, too. That makes total sense to me.
I just think, why not wait until you get to where you're going? It's uncomfortable to wear a mask. I don't enjoy wearing a mask at all. It's uncomfortable.
Nobody likes wearing a freaking mask.
So I'm not going to wear it when I'm by myself. I just think it's dumb. Like, when I see people walking out, like, riding a bike by themselves with a mask on, I think that looks ridiculous. Yeah. I'm sorry. It does.
Yeah.
You're out by yourself in the open on a bike with no one around you, and you're wearing a medical mask.
No one is around you. You don't need it. But when you're on a bike path, you pass people, Riggs, and that's why some of those people wear them.
They're not passing people, though, Allie. They're on a sidewalk. She's riding down the side of a road. That looks ridiculous to me.
Looks weird to you.
It still does.
I now
just the common
don't
sense
question
of
it.
I know. Just it seems like common sense to me. But
see, I would go, maybe you need to have common sense. You're like, well, those people need to have common sense for wearing masks. I'm like, well, they're trying not to hurt anyone. Who cares? They're doing something nice. It's like, what do you want to pick? Do you want to pick which one? I don't care if I expose the world.
I want to pick the normalcy, the common sense. If I'm out by myself in an open area, I don't need to wear a mask for any reason. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I'm just saying they might be passing people at some point. That's why I wore one on a group walk.
I have seen people. I won't wear them if I'm walking down a trail, but I've seen people that'll walk and they'll like throw it up as they're coming up to around people.
Well, then that solves your problem.
That's fine.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's the whole point.
But it's totally the new normal now.
It's not
seeing
weird
it everywhere
anymore, and I don't even think anything when I see someone alone in a car wearing one. I don't think anything.
It's also not weird to see them hanging from the rear view, like the rear view mirror. People hang them over that now.
Right, which you could wash your mask once in a while, people, but don't get me started on that one. You just hang the same mask up every
day.
That's
a whole other thing.
While
it's hanging under your nose and you're breathing out of your nose on me, thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate
that. They changed some of the guidelines, I thought, yesterday.
For what?
For the CDC. Put out new guidelines.
New guidelines for what?
Yeah,
masking?
See, I should have had this all ready
to go. 3 foot? What?
No, it wasn't about... Now I got to go through all
my stuff. Well, go find it
and
we'll talk about it next.
Okay, cool. I'll go find it.
103.7 Kiss FM. No, you find it. Find out what the hell you're talking about.
I got a lot going on. Give me a minute.
It's Kiss FM.
Thank you for giving me a moment because I get 19,000 news notifications a day. And I can't remember what the hell happened 12 minutes ago, okay?
I don't care that Barry Alvarez retired.
I don't either. I know people care. He's a big deal in the state, though, Riggs.
Yeah, but that's not a surprise.
You don't care. People care.
It's not a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise. Okay, so this is what I was talking about, the updated guidelines that the CDC put out yesterday. They basically said that we do not have to disinfect. We don't have to use the Lysol wipes or any of that stuff to clean surfaces anymore. They said it is totally fine to use soap and water. And now we now know that going over these areas that may be contaminated, it's not necessary to use a disinfectant for that.
Right.
It's okay to just clean your surfaces with soap and water, because remember, we couldn't even find a Lysol wipe if you
tried. Oh, they're everywhere now.
They're everywhere now. Yeah. But they're saying that it turns, I hope Lysol and all the people that make those enjoyed the hotness while they made the money, boy.
I was so, I don't know if you call it elitist, that I wouldn't use a wipe that wasn't Lysol or Clorox. Like, they brought in some for the radio station that were not, they were off brand. So, but I'm sure they were just as fine.
You didn't want to use the generic.
I was like, nah, Lysol and Clorox, that's all I trust.
I do see the generic at the store, and I turn the other way.
They're just as fine. They go through the same rigorous processes, I'm sure. But
this is what why they did this, and they said that they don't think you need to disinfect your surfaces with Lysol wipes anymore, because contact with contaminated surfaces or objects is pretty generally low risk.
You can't live on surfaces. The virus.
You're going to get it more from airborne people talking to you, breathing on you, sneezing. So they said continue to wear your mask consistently and correctly, wash your hands, and use soap and water to clean surfaces if you're worried. Now, they did say there is one thing that is important. If someone has COVID, you need to clean with a disinfectant.
Well, I think if anybody is sick, we need to be told what to do. If anybody is sick, you should disinfect around them, of course. And I think disinfecting high touch areas is probably a good idea every once in a while.
I've never cleaned so many light switches in my life.
Right.
My nasty kids carry everything around.
Just
let me tell you.
Remember in the beginning when we were like wiping down groceries, people were like spraying down their grocery bags and everything. They were like, it could be everywhere. It's going to kill me. It's crawling on the walls.
And you know what's going to kill them was the Lysol on their groceries. Is what's gonna kill
you know what's going to happen 10 years down the road? It's going to go, do you have a moderate respiratory illness brought on by overcleaning during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020? You could be entitled to compensation.
Oh,
and there's going to be lawsuits for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the updated guidelines. You can clean with soap and water. You don't need to disinfect unless you have COVID.
And still wash your damn hands, though, please.
Yeah, duh. And yes.
Even when you're using the bathroom, especially. I'm talking to you, the guy at the office.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.